I'm Percy Dove Tonsils. On this date in 1492, Christopher Columbus signed a contract to sail to the New World on behalf of Spain. He hoped to land there by Columbus Day. He sailed in 1492, so it would rhyme with ocean blue. I'm surprised they didn't write the song Whole New World back then. They supported him so much that they even waived the baggage fee. It was an interest-free contract. The king had no interest in it. A contract was signed between Christopher Columbus and a representative of Spain's King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella with zero down and no payments for 1 year. Queen Isabella made it happen. However, he could not talk the king and queen into the extended warranty. In 1524, New York Harbor was discovered by Giovanni de Verrazzano. They didn't name the harbor after him but gave him a bridge. On this date in 1922, a postcard that had disappeared during an Indiana tornado was found 124 miles away in Mount Corey, Ohio. They were more excited about seeing the postcard or the fact they could save the cost of a 3-cent stamp. On this date in 1964, Ford introduced the Mustang, a sports car for people with friends who had short legs and could fit in the back seat. The veil was available as an accessory, but only a few were sold. The Mustang is now old enough to receive mail from AARP. It was the sports car for the person who wanted to avoid having passengers in the back seat, designed with minimal leg room. People could not wait to get into the back seat. It should be a holiday, and we should get the day off. I believe that Mustang is Spanish for no back seat. Today is National Crawfish Day, National Cheeseball Day, National Haiku Poetry Day, National Ellis Island Family History Day, and International Bat Appreciation Day. Rooney Mara, the girl with the dragon tattoo, turns 39 today. Fortunately, it was a washable tattoo. Trivia: Mara's mother's family founded the Pittsburgh Steelers, and her father's family founded the New York Giants. Her partner is Joaquin Phoenix. Victoria Beckham turns the bog 5-0 today. It's easy to buy her birthday presents because she'll always tell you what she wants. Jennifer Garner turns 52 today. We don't know much about her except what's in her wallet. I don't know her well, but I know what's in her wallet. We see what she's wishing for when she blows out the candle. I want to refer to her by her old TV show, but she prefers not to use an alias. Her alias was Sydney. Boomer Esiason celebrates his 63rd birthday today. These days, he's less boomer and more fluffer. Supposedly, he got his name from a gas problem he suffered after eating too many beans. He was the guy who coined the phrase quarterback sneak. Michael Sembello turns the big 7-0 today. He's still a maniac. And finally, in Florida, a man was arrested charged with assaulting his roommate with a wad of pizza dough. When pizza dough is outlawed, only criminals will have thin crusts. With exciting facts to clutter your mind, I'm Percy Dove Tonsils for KDAZ, Digital Broadcasting. Thanks for listening.